Stop.
Who's gonna do it?
Me.
Why?
Because I want to.
You're ending it on that note.
You son of a bitch, dude.
Go!
Welcome, guys, to the last episode of Season 2 of the 3Dot Podcast. This is Brian with the Silent E.
This is D. Goody.
This is Alex.
You know, before we introduce our guest, hey, fucker next to me, Dave.
What?
D. Goody, I want to tell you, like, next season, you better be consistent and call Alex out. You call him Guzman. He told us straight up in the beginning of the season he wants to be doing this. Alex!
Okay, Alex.
I actually did.
Alright. I've been waiting for this season.
Alright,
fine. For this season ender to say that shit.
Every time I do that, I need someone to call me out on that because I call this guy a lot of things.
And we have a special guest on this last episode. Introduce yourself.
I call him the Goose too.
Yeah. She's been a guest before, guys.
Is this close enough?
Yeah.
Get closer.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Bowenator. It's Amanda.
Hi, guys.
We brought her
back.
Guys.
You probably heard her talk about Zelda in one of her episodes.
The AAA show. She was on the AAA show.
It was an Alex week.
Oh, yeah. AAA.
So this time the full 3Dot is with one of those A's.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So sorry about that.
Woo!
Let's talk about something I think is kind of funny. It actually is funny. Let's talk about first impressions.
Can I just say what people's first impression of you, Alex?
Okay, go ahead.
Almost 100% of the time.
What?
They think you're Mexican. Can I tell you my most fond memory when I used to work retail with this guy? He had a Mexican family come up to him, and they're like, hola, señor, and they just went straight into conversation. And Alex just looks at me for like a good few seconds, and then he turns back to them like, I'm sorry, I know Espanol. We have to call our translator at the time. But he would get it every time. He still gets it now. It's those thick eyebrows, man.
That's what I was going to say, those thick thighs. Thanks, though.
Those too, man.
You know, skip fuck on you. Leg day.
So first off, Brian, fuck you. Secondly, my first impression of... I'm going to go around. No. We'll just jump around.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. My first impression of Brian was like, who's this thug? I swear to God.
Thank you.
I tilted
my hat at that angle to make
he
it
tilted
look
that,
very
his,
convincing.
He tilted his hat very high. Bro, I was at the bus. I was drawing, and I just see Brian Nuvall.
And if you guys don't know, if you sit in the back of the bus, that's where the thugs are. That's where
shut
I sat.
Oh,
I had to earn my spot back there.
I was at the back, too. So I look, and all of a sudden I hear this guy go, what's up, man? You draw? That was Brian Nuvall, everyone.
And that's how the cookie crumbled down the hill. From
and you were like, yeah, just fucking look at my paper right now.
I did. I did.
And that was my way of saying what's up to him. I knew he was in my class. I didn't want to say, hey, you're in my English
and
class.
And you knew he drew.
Yeah, apparently I was a thug and I was like, hey. I might have said, like, are you tagging? Or something.
I think you said something like, hey man, you bomb?
Yeah.
Or something. And I was just like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And oh my God. And then like obviously we started we started talking about like other people we knew.
Yeah, we had so many mutual friends.
We knew. Yeah, it was kind of a surprise that
we
it took us
to be friends.
Sadly, there was no way around it. Like you know like you have friends you're like, dude, how come we weren't friends earlier? That was Brian Nuvall.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so you and Brianni knew each other before?
No, I knew
I always forget the order.
I knew Dave.
Okay.
I knew of Alex a while ago, like back in high school. I knew of him, but we never really interacted.
Okay.
Until like his senior year.
Until senior year when we did drama together. And
we did plays together, yeah. Wow. He was the tech guy and I was the actor.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He was in the limelight. And we started getting to know each other. And then
we just got to know each other.
For the most part. I mean, he'd always come off.
For the most part, you sickening asshole.
Fuck this asshole.
What do you
dude?
Mean, dude? Go for ahead. The most part. But then I still, for some reason, there's always moments where you rub me the wrong way.
just like
does.
Now.
Yeah.
Still does now.
I'm all like, God damn it, man. But there are definitely moments where back then where I didn't know you as known you as well.
Yeah.
Where I'm all like, this guy, man. You and Jared Gazarian.
We'll talk about that guy later. We should actually have him on the show because now he's a very successful producer.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
My first impression of Amanda was Snow White because you had the Snow White cut,
the haircut when I first
met
you.
Yeah.
The short hair. I forget who told me, but like, have you met a man yet? Dude, she looks like Snow White. And I was like, oh. And I looked, I was like, oh, it is Snow White. It's Snow White that likes giant space ball.
I never heard that rumor going around, but yeah. I was Snow White for Halloween one time.
Nice. Awesome. I think my impression of you, Amanda, when I first met you, was I just been like,
you
dang.
Probably fell in love.
No. Well, no. I was all like, dang, she is a stone wall, because you're a person of like, you just get to the point a lot of the times. So I'm all like, oh, hello, nice meeting you. And you're all like, oh, hey, I'm this person. And I'm all like, yep, nice to meet you. And I was like, oh, I don't know where to go from that. She just went like, just answered all my questions in that.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
By the way, I think one, you know, maybe another episode on season 3, we should talk about the birthday you had at your house. And how Dave was ridden like a magic carpet down the stairs.
Oh, no.
By a 6'5" man.
6'5" no. Aladdin. No.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, that's not a thing. Going back to people speaking Spanish to you, I have that problem myself.
Yeah.
Oh, you get it spoken all the time. People
have asked if I'm Hapa, which I had to find out what that was for people asking that a lot. Yeah. I have people ask if I'm Russian.
Uh-huh.
People will come up speaking different languages to me. So, same.
You have a facial features that doesn't pinpoint one, like,
it's totally mixed.
I don't know what you are. Like, if I were,
I could blend in
out,
anywhere.
Yeah.
If, like, the FBI were to draw your face,
yeah,
they'd be like, this woman is female. Like, they wouldn't say in a race because they'd be like,
right,
nondescript.
No one ever knows. Yeah. So,
what
I can
are
just,
you for the listeners?
Well, what gives that look is I'm a quarter Native American. So,
yeah,
that's the main thing. The other stuff is just like, I'm a little bit Welsh, I'm a little bit French, I'm a little bit Irish. Bunch mm-hmm. of other like European things, but yeah, the like specific look I have, I think, is mostly from the Native American part of my family.
Ever messed around with people? Like, I do it all the time when people I meet, I say I'm a quarter black, and then the funniest shit is when they go, oh, yeah, I see it.
Funny thing, I was in San Diego with my friend Renee, who's been on the show, and my friend Bree, and they're both African American, or at least Bree's half, but she still looks more African American.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And some guy gets out of the car. And he's all like, hey, y'all family? And that's when I was like, oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah, he was a part of the fam.
I was like, dude, that's the first time I've ever gotten noticed. Like, man, I'm a part of the Black Lives Matter.
But you know what, though? The first... The
okay,
first,
that was too much. But still. First,
just tone it back.
Take it back.
The first time that we met Dave, a.k.a. D-Goody, Alex was living in San Diego at the time. So he was FaceTiming us. And, you know, Dave was a filmer. We were filmers at the time. And he was like, hey... I'm going to introduce you guys to Dave. He's coming over to the house. Bring him to the family. You know, just meet him. And then we're like, okay, what is he? Like, what's his nationality? And Alex, this fool goes, he's Taiwanese. And for the longest minute, like, we were tripping. What are they like? And then our buddy Mike is like, oh, I know. I'm going to, you know, let's give him a rude welcome. He takes off his shirt. And he's a big boy. Takes off his shirt. He rolls up his shorts up to his crotch. Hides behind a chair, and he looks like he's butt naked behind a chair. He was gonna be sitting in front of the door right when Dave would walk in, and that would be like the true moment. Like, will Dave like us, or will he run away from what happened? Dave stayed. He eventually came with his long black trench coat, looking like fucking Neo from The Matrix.
This is when I had
his long,
long
black hair,
slick back hair.
This guy's the spokesperson for Just for Men.
Yeah, but we thought Dave was Taiwanese for the longest minute until Alex told us.
Dude,
that
why did you?
He did it for. I think I asked him. I was like, why would you do that? He said something like it was an icebreaker. At the end of the night, he was like, no, he's Filipino. And we're like, he's Filipino. Like,
no, you guys brought it up.
You know,
to
shame
me.
On
like,
you for
guys...
fucking like thinking so hard. Like, what a it's a person. It doesn't matter what they are.
Well,
right?
I wasn't the only person that night. There was a lot of people that night tripping off that he was Taiwanese. So that was our first
impression.
I didn't know what to expect when I came in there. I remember seeing you guys. I was like, oh, this is like a film team. Like, these guys must be good. And like, I don't know if my standards meet you guys'. And I was like, all right. When I first came in, though, I'm all like, I think I can hang out with these guys. These guys are cool. Like, I didn't think too much into it. Unlike you guys.
I heard you guys played a board game, right? To like,
yeah, we played a little board game. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I had no part of this.
Hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Huh.
And apparently it got, quote-unquote, really intense near the end.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. It broke the ice, though.
Speaking of breaking the ice, Amanda.
Yeah.
I didn't say what I thought about you
yet.
But for me, I think I was like one of the few people who didn't think you were like a bitch or whatever. I thought you were super cool because I was with Stephen Quach, who was on the show, and I was standing near, you know, just hanging out with him, and he just leans over to me and he goes, "Hey man, hey, fuck this place." And I'm just like,
"What are you doing? What are you doing here right now? Turn around. Hey, look. Cross that bridge. Go back.
Fuck you." Right? Yeah. And no, he'll say stuff like that. Yeah. So anyways, he's like, "Hey, fuck this place, right? You don't want to be here." The moment...
What a great role model.
Right? Once he says that...
He should be a mentor.
Exactly. He walks by. You walk by. Here comes Amanda. You walk by. And you go, "Shut the fuck up, Steven." Like, that was my first impression of you. And till this very day, I'm like, dude.
Sometimes he's got to be put... Got to check him, you know? Got to check that handles. Guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, man. For Stephen Quach... I remember first talking to him, and
we're
gonna
bring him on an episode next season with Amanda. That's gonna be great.
That when I first met Stephen Quach, I always thought, I was like, "Oh, okay, this guy seems really smart." Oh boy, was I wrong?
I was wrong. My god, no, that's hilarious.
Well, no, because I remember him coming up to me, and we started talking about like how to do certain positions. This is when I was like super new.
Stephen is smart about jiu-jitsu.
Okay,
he knows that well.
Okay, no, yeah, man. I know that now, but back then, I was like, this guy must know everything. Well, first off, he was like one of the only people that approached me.
Yeah.
So he was all like, hey.
Strike
hey,
one,
hey.
Two, and three right yeah. there. You get affiliated with Stephen Quach, you're with bad people.
I mean, what was I doing with my life back then?
Yeah, what were you there? I'm kidding.
Stephen's a good guy. I mean, he's just a fun guy to hang out with, you know?
Yeah. He's really fun. He's really down on himself, though. He's really just
well,
talking.
Not about anymore.
Not anymore. The guy's chipper. He's got a wife and kids.
He's got a wife and kids. This guy's moving on, man. He's moving on up in the world.
Jiu-jitsu master. Won some competitions.
Yeah.
This guy's going somewhere.
He's doing well. He's doing well.
No, I remember him reaching out to me too, and I you know, him and then Joe, who he's yeah, someone mm-hmm. else we knew from work. You mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
They were just a fun trio when it was the three of us, but I get that Stephen definitely reaches out and.
Mm-hmm. I thought when
even
I first
if he's
met...
telling you fuck this place, you know.
When I first met Joe. I thought he was going to beat my ass. That guy had, like, that guy's wearing, like, steel-toe boots to work, and he looks angry all the time. And I was like, I don't want to talk to that
Speaking
guy.
Speaking of angry,
all.
People used to, when they would first meet me, they thought I was a mean guy.
Well, and that's
because
my
problem,
Because
when I squint
too.
My eyebrows, when I squint, like, I look, apparently, I look really mean.
See, you have RBF, too.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Resting bitch face.
Resting Brian
bitch
face.
Resting Brian
it's
face.
It's a tough life, you know?
Yeah. I have a resting Brian face.
But mine, I mean, I will say, I'm just going to go on the record here. It is the way that I rest my face, but I do also kind of put a wall up. I'm like Shrek. I got layers of onions. Yeah. You got to just peel the layers and get to know me, yeah. And then I'll open up. But yeah, it's not just my face. I put up a wall for sure, and then I wait for people to break it down. So
I got that wall.
I fully admit that. My bad. It's nothing personal. I just get defensive. And being a girl is hard when you're, like, meeting new people that aren't girls.
Because you have
it's
to,
hard.
You always have to tiptoe.
Yeah.
Especially.
I mean, it's just, it's one of those things. Sex. I'm trying to think of, I remember.
Excuse me, but hold on. Brian, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, man. I'm just thinking about my first impression beyond the bus. This was in Skyline College.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this. This is something that's always stuck in the back of my mind. Brian has said this. He's like, "Hey, man." This is me being Brian. He goes, "You know, whenever I ask what high school they come from, and they say Jefferson High School, and I go, do you know Alex DeCuzzi?" He says that the girls say a response, and the guys say a specific response. And like,
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
When I ask a mutual friend if they knew who Alex DeCuzzi was, if they went to the same high school, the guys would be like, "Oh, Alex? Oh, yeah, I know that guy." And when you talk to girls, they're like, "Huh, yeah. I know him." He was a heartbreaker. The heartbreak kid is Jefferson High.
No.
This guy was everywhere.
No.
Well, whatever. I feel like when I met... I remember meeting Brianna a little bit at the beginning, but I feel like I didn't even get to know all three of you guys that well till you all were like around together at the same time.
Yeah.
Because then you guys were just like Ghastly, Haunter, and Gengar. You're just like...
We are
just hella joking, and then I got a really good feel for who you guys all were.
Can I
it
ask
cool.
you who be which?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Alex is Gengar because he loves him so
yeah,
much. So
awesome.
You guys are Haunter and Ghastly. I don't know who's who. Who do you think? Who would you want to be?
I think Brian's more Haunter because he's
yeah,
more...
you do a good Haunter impersonation.
That's gross. That's he's gross. More of a jokester, whereas, like, I instigate things.
Okay,
yeah.
So
like,
yeah.
Guts, if you watch the show, like, Gastly's usually in the background while Haunter's, like,
as you can
phasing
tell, guys,
in and out of things because he's got Pokemon the hands.
Kind of in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, I think that was...
Wait, hold on. Do you know what happened? Like, I don't know what, like... Going back to Pokemon real fast. What happened to Haunter in Pokemon? Didn't he, like, Haunter follow him?
Oh,
what
the fuck is this? What is this? Okay, really fast, he stays with Sabrina because he makes her laugh. So
oh, that's right.
I just
okay,
watched
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it. I watched it, like, a couple days
right,
ago.
Right, okay, right.
I don't just know that. I just watched it. I swear.
No, I remember
okay,
that.
Right,
not,
okay, maybe
you,
I know.
You guys weird face.
You can't forget an episode like that. But, first impression.
So first of us as a unit, you were like, fuck these guys.
Well, no, I just don't remember. I definitely remember meeting Briani just because he was there when I started, and I remember him kind of helping me learn stuff. And like,
yeah,
I remember you guys being there, but I don't remember exactly like at what time.
Plus I left and came back.
It didn't really, yeah, I didn't really make an effort to stand out.
Like, well, no, you would have to catch it. You would have to notice it. Like, oh my God, these guys definitely hang out.
But I just remember when all three of you were finally there that like, it was more of like a, like, I just got a feel for
we
who you guys were.
We call it the Trinity.
Because it, like, you all opened each other up kind of, you know, more
yeah,
at work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, usually people are like, dude, we like you when Brian and Dave aren't here. Because you're calm.
Everyone's got to find their trio, you know?
We get, again, yeah. We can't say where we work exactly, but we are, like, you know, in different areas. We're positioned in different areas. And when there are days when all three, me, Dave, and Alex are in the same spot, the bosses are like, who fucked up? Like, what happened? Like, how did this happen?
They'll look and be like, oh,
like, oh,
yeah,
this can't
oh,
happen.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll just utter it out like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually happened, too.
Yeah,
so.
It did. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Which is really cool. I mean, I think we are, if you met us as a, like, all three of us together, you'll get a different opinion from, let's say you were to meet us individually.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, then, yeah. Okay, so how do you think people perceive you, or how would you want to be perceived, Amanda?
Oh, I think what everyone's saying is pretty accurate. I mean, a lot of people that have worked with me have said that they're kind of scared of me at first, and I'm totally fine with that, to be honest. Like, I would rather make people work for a little, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
make people
yeah.
work for it. Like, I'm pretty introverted, even though it doesn't seem like that when I'm in a work environment where I can't be, but I am, and I do put up a wall, and I need time to kind of, like, feel people out before I can decide, like, what
like
is going on.
Friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, like, it's not even, like, I can't be friends with everyone. It's just, like, I don't know. I need to get a feel for everyone. And, you know, sometimes I'll just act really blank until I
That's
know
what
what's
I got
up.
From you.
Yeah. And
you
like,
were very blank. And I was all, like
and
like,
I'm sorry.
I'm not,
it's just kind of what
I'm not
what
making
I do.
You smile. I'm not making you laugh. You're not really angry
You know
at
why?
Me.
Because, Dave, when you first meet people, you become a Pokemon. You become this, like, small little gerbil of, like, just, I just want you to love me. That's what you do. That's a thing you do.
Me?
So, hi, I'm Dave. How
well,
are you doing today?
Attack power.
And this is kind of
love
fucked
me.
Up, but, and I didn't, I don't remember
no,
this.
That's true. That's
I don't remember
true.
This about you. Uh-huh. I will say, I don't remember you, do, like, I don't remember, you, like, thinking
Amanda's
that.
Probably saying this about me, though.
No, but there are people where if I can tell they're trying to put too much effort into it, then I'll immediately just be like, nope, it's not gonna happen. And that's pretty mean, but that's what I do sometimes. Is if someone's trying too hard, then I think to me it just feels so fake that I don't believe that's really who they even are, so I'm just like, no. But I don't remember thinking that about you.
Cool.
Yeah, no, I remember, like, I remember thinking you guys were all cool.
I remember talking to you for one point, and this was like the turning point, and we're like, oh no, she's really cool, was when you started talking about video games with me. And
right.
I was like, yes,
right,
yes.
So okay. Is that what you want people to, like, have a first impression on you? You want them to, like, assume, like, oh, I think I have something in common with this guy. Or how do you want to come off?
Well, I want to come off, oh, man, I don't know.
He just did.
I have a...
He wants to go... You're gross, dude.
Okay, go. I have, like... Dude, I don't even want to say it anymore.
Okay, go.
No, I don't... No, forget
him a chance,
you,
man.
Go. Well, I just want to be accepted. That's it. I have a big... I hate being judged for who I am. So
I don't
a lot of the times,
you.
I, like, change who I am when I meet somebody.
Right.
All, like... And then as soon as, like, I get comfortable with you, then I'll, like, all right, cool, I can be myself.
Right.
And then you can like me for who I am, because then I know you'll like me right there and then.
Right.
But when I first meet someone, I would do, like what Alex said, I would do a thing where I would change who I am just sell more like, to match who you are. Let's say if you're super businessy and whatnot,
yeah,
I'm gonna try to match you are or match who you are, and then just be all like, oh, I'll talk business with you.
That's understandable,
even though it's not who I am.
And I do that too. And sometimes I'll purposely talk about video games when mm-hmm. I first meet people, so that they get a feel for what kind of person I am, because mm-hmm. I think my physical appearance doesn't always match that, and that's mm-hmm. not something people are gonna assume when they first meet me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll do that, you know, and I think that's pretty human and normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know.
I just want people's first impression of me to be a Filipino hunter? Ryan Gosling.
A hunter?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah! I'm nowhere near Ryan Gosling. No, I don't know, man. I'm very talkative. I just like to talk to people. That's it. So when you're perceiving me as the opposite, like, oh, he's stone cold or something like that, it's totally different. I'm like, no, that's not me, man.
Also, no, you're hella friendly, dude. You talk about hella things.
Thank you.
You can talk to almost any... Well, that's something that I noticed from you, where a lot your icebreaker is generally sports.
Is it now?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you didn't know that.
What about you, Alex. De Guzman?
Yes.
I mean, Alex.
Yeah. Well, usually... I've noticed this. This is just an observation. Women usually think I'm an asshole. Or gay. One of the two. When they first meet me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys are like, he's a homie, like no matter what, like across the board. Huh. If you're ever like either like on the high end of a metro side to even feminine or even gay or to even just like super bro-y, they usually go, dude, Alex is a bro or like a homie. And I don't know what I do, but I know that's how people perceive me. What I want to do and be perceived as is exactly that.
A homie?
Well, you know, yeah, that. And hear me out. The only reason why I want to be either considered like gay for women or mm-hmm. a bitch is because I don't want them to get the wrong like vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that immediately, put them off, and then after that, if they hang out with them a lot.
See, yeah. I think that's kind of what I do too. I'm just like, well, I'll start out being a bitch, and then people can change from there.
Yeah, I just have this rule. Like, it's mm-hmm. just like you know how a lot of people go, you're my friend until you give me a reason not to.
Yeah.
My rule is, you're not my friend until you give me a reason you're my friend.
Right.
You have told us that before.
Yeah, I've told a lot of people that. And this goes on. One time, Brian brought a really pretty girl, and she was from Australia.
Mickey!
Yeah. Mickey, if you're listening.
The Australian.
What's up? I acted like an asshole when you first met me, but it's because I was trying to see how much
and she knew, too.
She knew. But anyways.
The ride home, she's like, how do Australian accents go?
I'm not going to try. She was like,
your friend Alex is kind of an asshole. I know. I was like, yeah, I know. He's doing that on purpose. But. I mean, if for people that want to share stories with us, how do you get, you know, first impressions? Share your stories. Tweet at us. Let us know. I mean, we would love to hear it.
Because first impressions is important.
Correct.
To an extent.
But don't judge a book by its cover, though.
Because, yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge someone by their first impressions. A lot of time...
don't speak another language.
Well, what are you saying?
Like, as a first impression.
Okay. Oh, right. You're right.
Yeah.
Jesus, you're right. I get it.
I've got your point. I don't know if I get it, but... No, the whole, like, Mexican thing. Totally.
Okay. The whole Mexican thing, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, they're just doing that from a place of kindness.
That's true.
They just want some help.
Yes.
Yay.
So, you know, I get it, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then also don't go on the polar opposite end where one time a lady was like, sorry, do you speak English? And I'm like, what? Fuck you, dude. Like, I was so mad.
Whoa.
Anyways, that's it. That's beside the point.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for having me on here.
You any time. We're going to get you back for season 3.
Thank you for being on the season finale. We got to figure some shit out.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
For the next season.
And make sure we don't go on hiatus for season 3 at all. But
we gotta catch all the Pokemon and then we'll be good.
In the meantime, for you guys that haven't caught these 25 episodes this season, it's gonna be on the iTunes and Podomatic. Follow us on Twitter. We'll be talking a whole lot of BS and a lot of, you know, our pictures of us doing shenanigans on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. Look up 3Dot Podcast.
Yeah.
And this is the finale of season 2. Amanda, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for coming.
This is Bowen signing out.
This is Brian with a silent E.
This is D Goody.
And this is Alex. This is the 3Dot Podcast, where the conversation does not stop. I will keep talking and keep talking and keep talking and keep talking until season 3. And keep talking and keep talking and keep talking.
All the talking.
And keep talking.
Okay, bye.
And keep
talking. Goodbye. Keep talking.